Before we bring you headlines, let's catch up with Executive Mayor of Johannesburg, Herman Mashaba, who's out on a walkabout today assessing the high-risk areas due to illegal mining activity, high-risk areas and risks to our infrastructure. Good afternoon, Mayor. Great to chat to you today.
Good afternoon, Azania. Long time no talk.
I've
not spoken to you in a long time.
It has been a while, and so much has happened in that time, over a year that you've been
in office.
But
fortunate enough, I get an opportunity from time to time to listen to your beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Fantastic to have you on. Now, you have taken the residents of the city into your confidence by telling us about those areas of concerns. You seem to be trying to preempt a disaster or mitigate against a disastrous situation. So there's theft that's going on in our city, theft of infrastructure and illegal mining that could pose a risk to bulk fuel supplies and gas pipelines. Just paint a picture of what actually is going on.
Well, I think this is not actually an accident. This is bound to really happen unless we proactively intervene. I'm sure you're aware 2 weeks ago I had a press conference taking our residents into confidence about the state of our overall infrastructure. Now, a few days ago, the MMC Day of the Transport bring this to my attention about illegal mining that's happening in our city under our watch, where these people are mining illegally and at the same time threatening our infrastructure. Some of them really very serious in terms of you look at Transnet bulk fuel supply services next to Sasol gas pipelines. You can imagine that these guys are using dynamite to really mine and mining illegally. You can imagine if something like this is not prevented in advance, what would really happen to our residents? What will happen to our country? Fortunate enough, today I'm accompanied by the team officials from the Department of Home Affairs, Department of Energy, and actually during the briefing session now before we left, I said to them, one thing that you must understand, whatever we're going to find, this illegal mining in the city of Johannesburg has got to stop. Otherwise, I'm going to hold national government accountable for any loss of life, any damage to our ailing infrastructure.
What has been the cost to the city of the theft that has taken place?
Well, I think it really runs into millions. I'm sure you're aware, just over 2 months ago, we had people stealing the copper cables that nearly put the city under darkness for over a week. We spent just close to 50 million rand directly to repair this infrastructure. 2 weeks ago, they tried to really to go into our data nerve center to direct 2 million rands of infrastructure damages. The city of Johannesburg under the MMC Makhubo in terms of infrastructure to our road transport system, 12.5 million rands. Another 4.5 million rands in insurance claim. So the amounts go on and on and on. But at the end of the day, it's the damage to our economy. One in three of our residents are unemployed today, and we allow criminal elements to actually be the ones taking over our city. This is not going to happen under my watch, and I'm saying to national government, fortunate enough, some of the officials are here with us during this inspection. And immediately after this, I want them to send a note to their ministers to understand that I'm going to put them on terms to make sure that this illegal mining actually stop and before any serious casualties happen in our city of Johannesburg.
Right. Mayor, we look forward to your feedback after visiting these high-risk areas where there is all of this illegal mining activity taking place. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. We will release the statement in terms of what we're going to find. Right now, the briefing I've got is obviously the verbal one. The MMC is aware about this, and that's why they've decided to take me and some of the media, the people with us, and we will give the feedback immediately thereafter.
Thank you very much. That's Mayor of Johannesburg, Mayor Herman Mashaba, and he's quite concerned saying that the use of explosives has now compromised public safety, going as far as saying that there are increased reports of tremors and illegal illegal mining activity that's been reported in close proximity to pipelines that are carrying gas as well as fuel. So it is a public disaster just waiting to happen if not enough steps are taken to bring about an end to all of these explosions happening underground.